You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Here's some mind candy from your boys this morning because we like to have fun. We like to laugh about stuff. And this is funny to me, this mind candy. You have to imagine, and don't derail this by writing in and saying, well, I've always known everybody who my ex dated or my significant other dated. I know all their exes. Okay, just play along here, mind candy. There's somebody that your significant other used to be in a relationship with, and you don't know them. You've never seen them or anything like that. You just know, obviously, your SO dated other people before they dated you. And you come across a photograph of your significant other with that person. So the mind candy this morning is you get two choices. Do you want that other person to be like drop dead gorgeous hot, or do you want them to be hideous?
Okay, those are your two options.
And I, Jeremy, personally, I see a defense for both answers.
Yeah, because I instantly want to be in camp hot. I want to be in hot camp because if I look back and there's five guys that were, you know, studs, then I feel like I fall into stud camp. I'm doing all right. She picked me because I'm good looking.
Okay.
If you look back and there's five homely dudes and you're like, oh my gosh, I see a pattern emerging here. And
yes, but let's not go with the pattern. Let's go with one person. And let's say it's somebody that they were really tight with. Let's say they were really...
Well, I want to go with a pattern.
But let's say that it's somebody that they... In fact, if you really want to work this out, make them be somebody that they were even maybe... temporarily engaged to.
Yeah. Well, then hot. I'm still going hot because then I'm going to camp hot.
I'm not. And I've thought about this because I happened to find out that Gretchen, about, I don't know, 2 years before we met, had gone out for a while with a guy, and I wasn't friends with him, but I had met him before, so I knew who he was. Not a good looking guy.
Oh, okay.
And so your first thought is, oh, is this, am I?
It could have been a phase though. Yeah, but that's the problem with the one guy. It could have been a phase. It could have just been a rebound phase, a booty call, get over the previous guy before him phase. That's why you need a pattern.
Yes.
You need a pattern of people.
But I think the argument for event, because my first reaction was, but my second reaction was, well, I'm confident, you know, we all need to be confident in our relationships. I'm confident that she is not going to sit around and be pining over that lost love. Whereas you, if Nicole was temporarily engaged to some guy who's a GQ model and stuff like that, there are times when you could be intimate with Nicole.
Is she thinking about him?
She's thinking about that guy.
Well, it'll just make me try harder.
I used to have that, and now I got Jeremy.
Now you just got to try harder, and it'll, you know, those memories will go away.
Well, you should be trying harder all the time anyway.
Makes you work
harder. Nicole told me you should be trying
harder.
So what are you going to pick? Do you want it to be somebody who is drop-dead gorgeous, or do you choose somebody not so good-looking? All right, so we're doing some mind candy this morning. You stumble across a photograph of your significant other in one of their past relationships. Let's say they were maybe even temporarily engaged to this person. The question is, do you want them to be really hot, or do you want them to be not so attractive?
So Josh came scampering in because he got a phone call, and he said we couldn't air it. Why?
Well,
there's a twist on it. It was a twist, I guess, on this.
Dale called in, and he's a good guy, but he talked about how he was going through some stuff to clear out, you know, photographs, stuff from his ex-wife's relationship, and he found his ex-wife's ex photos, and they were inappropriate photos.
Nude.
They were nude photos, and he didn't like what he saw about the ex, so he said, "I am in camp. Do not ever want to know what the ex looked like."
And it was regarding specific parts.
Specific parts.
He couldn't live up to.
He could not live up to.
That's great.
So Dale, you said, little teeny tiny Dale was like, no, I don't want to see any pictures.
Didn't want to know.
Yeah, but you know what, Dale?
Oh, my God.
She chose you. She chose you.
She felt sorry for him, but probably.
Oh, no.
Josh, maybe. Your body count is through the roof. Like, how would you feel with this?
Jeez. Well, you know what? I feel bad for whoever my ex's date in the future. I'll just say that.
Solid reply. Oh, Josh is so dreamy.
Oh, that's funny. Madison wrote in. She goes, I think I'd like for his ex, his ex to be unattractive. That way I can think he saved the best for last. That's good. Tara says, definitely hot. It just tells me that I've got more to offer than some of his prior choices. And then I like what Amy wrote to us, because she said, this is making me laugh. My husband's ex-wife actually is the most gorgeous woman I've ever seen. She writes, I'm not hideous, but she's incredible. I once asked him, how did you go from insanely gorgeous to me? And he said, you just answered your own question. Emphasis on the insane.
Oh,
Amy says, so I got that going for me.
Yeah, she's pretty level-headed, huh?
There's all sorts of jokes, and it works for, you know, all genders and stuff like that, that the proportion, I can't remember how we used to word it on the show, but there's a ratio between how attractive a man or a woman is compared to how crazy they are and how much high maintenance they are and everything else. And so that sometimes, you know, you wish for the drop dead gorgeous specimen and then you pay the price for it down the road.
They're nuttier than a squirrel turd.
And I can, you know what, I can attest to that a few times in my life, and Jeremy has seen me in relationships with some people, and you do pay for it sometimes, one way or the other.
Absolutely.
What do we think, just based on the text messages that are coming in? It looks like it's about 50-50.
I think so.
I think it's mostly 50-50 on this.
Yeah.
Kim makes me laugh. She goes, I vote for not so good looking. The one before me was, in my opinion, so-so and had big teeth.
Big old teeth.
She was pissed at me because she thought I stole my now husband from her. They were on a break. She's going with Elway teeth there, I guess.
Yeah. I'm just looking for a woman with smaller teeth.
Yeah. Eric references the hot crazy scale. Yes.
Yes, of course.